This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
7:15, Tim Temple is our guest, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. The Okunard Jeweler Talk and Text Line is open. If you have any questions for him, 504-260-1870. I would think they'd have to be more of a general nature than a specific nature, but we'll see. Tim Temple, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you today?
I'm okay, sir. Let's talk about the Fortified Roof Lottery, and I think that the lottery is a lot better way than first in, first wins.
Yeah, I do. Obviously, I agree with you because that's something I changed last year when we did the round at the end of 2024. And I can tell you, Tommy, I mean, look, that the program is extremely successful. We have in the state of Louisiana now over 1,800 roofs people have received grants for, and the roofs are on, and those people are receiving discounts on their homeowners insurance. But I think just as important, we want to point out, we've got another 2,500 grantees that are going through the process right now of getting fortified roofs on. And then we just, as you are pointing out, we've just opened a round for another 1,000 roofs. So we are making progress. I know those aren't big numbers when you look at the totality of the state, but it's a good start, and we're going to push hard every year for additional funding.
It didn't get like this overnight, and it's not going to change overnight. Tim, tell me who's eligible to apply for a fortified roof grant.
Yeah, well, this round, like the last round, is focused in the coastal parishes, the southern parishes, if you will. And it has to be, your home has to be your primary residence. You have to have your homestead exemption on there. It needs to be in good shape. It can't be, you know, a dilapidated property, one that you're trying to refurbish or rehab or anything like that. You need to have insurance, existing insurance on the home. And if you're in a floodplain, you have to have flood insurance as well. And if you go to the website, it lists all the requirements when you go through the process. And it's very easy. You go to the website. We've made this thing as user-friendly as possible. And like you said, once you become an applicant, then once we close this round after 5 days, then there will be that automatic lottery drawing, and we will start notifying people immediately.
So when it comes to flood insurance, I know that's not in your wheelhouse, but I got to ask that, you know, Louisiana's got a lot of influence right now. If you look at Mike Johnson, if you look at Steve Scalise, it would seem as though with them being so close to the president, if there was ever a time to get anything done on flood insurance, now would be the time while we have the influence, while we have the access to the president. At any point, do you get involved in any of that, Tim, as insurance commissioner, even though that's not your program? Flood insurance is a national program under FEMA. I'm just wondering, are you in communication with either one of these people or any of the Louisiana delegation?
Yeah, Tommy, as I say, I don't regulate, but I can certainly and do advocate for an affordable flood program. And I was actually in D.C. earlier this week in a meeting with Majority Leader Scalise. And we were in a room with about 19 insurance and reinsurance executives talking about a whole host of things. But flood was one of them. And, you know, one of the things I think you know, and Speaker Mike Johnson has been very vocal. The governor has been very vocal on Louisiana has done, spent billions of dollars to build fortification, to build levees, coastal restoration, barrier island creation. And we're not getting the credit for it that we should from the federal government. So you know, I lend my voice. I know that it's not nearly as powerful as the people we have in Washington, D.C. And you're right. Louisiana's probably as powerful as it's ever been at the federal level, and I've got high expectations that they're going to get some stuff done.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. Some people are texting in about what exactly is a fortified roof. Although it's been around for a while, sometimes we take these things for granted, and I found, Tim, that just about the point that I have talked something to death, people are just starting to catch on. So we'll go into that when we come back. We're talking to Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. I know Steve Scalise well knows the flood insurance challenges. Mike Johnson's from northern Louisiana, but I know he's well aware of it as well. 720, more when we return. You got questions, 504-260-1870. That's the Oquinar Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Right now, we pause for traffic on WWL.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:25 on this Valentine's Day, talking to Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Tim, you got your Valentine's Day obligations taken care of, I hope?
I've still got some time today.
Uh-oh. You might want to get some insurance on that. You don't mess that up. Let's talk about what the fortified roof is for people that don't know.
Yeah, you know, and look, let's preface it. I am not a roofer, and I did not sleep at a Holiday Inn last night. Mm-hmm. But effectively, you know, basically, a fortified roof is using a couple of different components when putting the shingles on the roof. One is they're called ring shank nails, and they're designed to not come out as easily as non-ring shank nails, I'll say. The second is there's a waterproof barrier that goes down between the decking and the shingles. And then third, it's how they tie in some, it's called flashing, and water barriers between where the roof line meets and like the wall, you know, to your home. And that's it's all designed around keeping the shingles on your roof during a wind event and keeping the water out. And I think, Tommy, as you know, and all your listeners have too much experience with, if you can keep your shingles on, you keep your roof intact and your contents dry, then you're good after an event. That means all you need to get back in your home and live in it is utilities to be turned back on. And so, but I think it also highlights the fact that not every roof in Louisiana needs to be a fortified roof. You know, we've got different exposures in central and north Louisiana. And this session, I'm going to be bringing legislation to change the funding source for the fortified roof so that right now we have to go to the legislature every year and ask for money. And we know in good times they'll have money, that you're more likely to get it. If in deficit years, then you're less likely. So I want to create a permanent funding source. It comes through part of it through the taxes that we pay on our homeowners insurance, but also taxing the industry, not taxing, but feeing the industry to pay for part of these fortified roofs because they benefit from it as well. So we're going to create that. And if we get this permanent funding, then I'm going to want to modify the program so that maybe in northern Louisiana, it's not a fortified roof. It's a hail resistant roof that people can put on their houses. So changing the you know, making sure that the peril is specific to the geographic area.
What's that about a hail-resistant roof? What would that look like? Because I got to tell you, my big fear, Tim, having had to replace the roof last time, was a hailstorm that blew up over Belchase. Had to be 15 years ago now, I guess. And it amazed me how quickly it destroyed the roof. What would a hail-proof roof look like?
Yeah, and look, I remember that event. But no, a hail-resistant roof is usually, it's not the shingles, the asphalt shingles that we see prevalent down in South Louisiana. It's a different type of material, like a composite. There's a whole slew. I'm just beginning to scratch the surface of building information, but there's all kinds of different material that you can put on your roof, you know, make your shingles out of. And so, again, if we're successful with that, then obviously we're gonna create a lot of information and promote that so that people know what their options are.
Hurricanes don't frighten me as much as hailstorms. Hurricanes, you got a warning for. Hailstorm can blow up all the time. You're looking at a $24,000 deductible for a new roof, but that's just me. Quickly, a minute left, Tim Temple. Let's talk about the session coming up. What can be done about auto insurance rates?
Yeah, Tommy, as we've talked on your program before, you know, the last 5 months or the last 6 months of 2024, the House and Senate Insurance Committees, JUDE and House Judiciary, House Civil Law, held, I think, 5 meetings at the Capitol talking about the cost drivers. And that's what we've got to start talking about and thinking about. What drives the cost of a claim? Because insurance premiums are calculated, one, on the risk, but two, on what the payout can be. And so we're working on what are the cost drivers in Louisiana on claims. And so we're going to bring some legislation. We're in the process right now, having conversations, reaching out to stakeholders. What legislation do we need to be looking at to address the cost drivers? And as I said before, Tommy, in Louisiana, we have twice the national average to file a bodily injury claim, and we litigate 2.5 times the national average. So we've got to look at that. We've got to acknowledge that is part of it. And if we want to truly make a difference, and I'm not ready to tell you all the things that we're going to be talking about, but probably by the next program I do, we'll be able to go in detail on the bills that we want to bring to address the auto crisis in Louisiana.
We want to hear about it. You take care of your Valentine duties because the deductible is pretty high, Tim.
Yeah, that it is. I'm on it right now.
All right, thank you, sir. You can go to ldi.la.gov/fortifyhomes to apply for a grant. See if you are in a zip code that is approved, and you have until 5 o'clock Sunday to do that. 7:30 will help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. When we come back, right now it's time for news on WWL.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.